Last Sunday, we opened by asking this question. Have you ever said these words, I quit? Have you ever been to that moment where you're like, I'm done. I've been trying this over and over and over again. I'm trying to do the right thing, but it's just not working. And so I quit. We've all been there, haven't we? We've all been frustrated and we've all been discouraged. In Haggai chapter 2, the nation of Israel has this history of wanting to do the right thing, and yet when it didn't work out the way they thought it would, they begin to quit. See, years before this story in Haggai chapter 2, the nation of Israel was ruled by Solomon, who built an incredible temple, but once Solomon died, the people wandered from God. So God allowed the enemy to come in, and so King Nebuchadnezzar from Babylon came in, and he took them hostage. He took the nation of Israel captive for 50 years. And while they're in captivity, he burned down their homes and he ripped down the temple of God. He burned it to the ground. And so for those 50 years in slavery and in bondage, the nation of Israel literally had one prayer. Their prayer was, God, would you release us? God, would you break us free? Would you allow us to return back home so that we could restore the city, so that we could rebuild the temple? And so finally, 50 years later, God allows them to go back home. And so in Haggai chapter 1, they're excited. They show up and they start to rebuild the temple. They lay the foundation. They build the first altar. But about 2 years into the project, some of their enemies begin to push back and resist them. And so because of that, they quit building the temple. So for the next 14 years, instead of obeying God's calling, they focused on their own comfort. And instead of building his house, for 14 years, they built their own houses. And so God raises up this leader, Haggai, to say to them, this is the time. The time is now to rebuild my house. And so in chapter 1, they get excited. They start rebuilding after 14 years of focusing on their own comfort. They shift back to focusing on God's call and they start building again. But then when we get into chapter 2, less than 1 month later, after God stirred their hearts, they look at the current progress, they look at the current temple project, and they quit again. Why did they do it? Because of discouragement. If we're going to resist discouragement, if we're going to keep from quitting, number one, we need to spot the fight. There is something about naming the thing that is causing us to quit. For the nation of Israel, it was at least two things: comparison and lack of progress. When the people looked at their current progress and they compared it to Solomon's completed project, two things happened. Ezra 3 says the older people begin to weep while the younger people celebrated. I mean, it was chaos. You couldn't tell one from the other. While some are weeping out loud, others are celebrating. And the problem was comparison. They were comparing their beginning with Solomon's finish. Never do that. Never compare your beginning with somebody else's finish, and never get frustrated by your lack of progress, because true change takes time. It takes time. And yet we don't think that way. Often we think, man, that guy's got a better house. He's got a nicer car. He takes more vacations than me. While I live in a neighborhood that's a little rough, I've got a car that doesn't really run. And we begin to compare and we begin to beat ourselves up over a lack of progress. Never compare your beginning with somebody else's ending. You don't know what their life is really like. So spot the fight. Name that thing that's causing you discouragement. Then number two, after you've done that, determine in your heart that you're going to stay faithful. Stay faithful. I love how practical God is. In Haggai 2 verse 4, he says to the governor, be strong. He says to the high priest, be strong. He says to all the people, be strong and do the work. What do you do when you're tempted to quit? You be strong and you do the work. What do you do when you're ready to walk away? He says, be strong and do the work. Keep showing up, keep showing up, keep doing the last thing that God asked you to do. Is it going to be hard? Absolutely. Is it going to be frustrating at times? Absolutely. But God says to them, be strong. Don't talk the talk, do the work. Don't dream the dream, do the work. Don't compare your results, do the work. This is the secret of the Christian life, is when we begin to do the mundane day after day after day in a magnificent way. Extraordinary people do consistently what normal people only do occasionally. They do all the time what normal people just do some of the time. So keep showing up, keep praying, keep believing, keep reading your Bible, keep reaching out, keep loving, show up and do the work. And so once you've spotted that fight and once you've determined, I'm going to stay faithful, a huge piece of this is to surrender our futures. See, a lot of times we've got regret from the past. We've got anxiety about the present. We've got fear of the future. But listen to this little promise right behind God's command to be strong and do the work is this promise where he says, for I am with you. And when you fast forward to the New Testament, not only do we learn that he's with us, what we learn is that he's in us. That in the Old Testament, they're building this physical building called the temple. But when you fast forward to the New Testament, what we learn is that God doesn't live in a box, but he lives inside of his people. He lives inside of you. You are God's address. In the Old Testament, people would journey all the way to the temple and they'd bring a sacrifice hoping that God would accept them. But in the New Testament, God journeys from heaven down to this earth and he makes the sacrifice so that you could have a relationship with him. And so instead of fretting, instead of being discouraged, let's move and quit saying, I quit and I'm done. And today, let's say, I surrender. God, today, I surrender all. This Friday, I give it all to you. This is Bobby. I hope you have a great day. And we look forward to seeing you Sunday at 9:30 and 11 at Sugar Hill Church. Bring a friend. It's going to be great. Thank you.